Joining us, we have from the Boone Lions Club, Zach Steer.
Yes.
I wanted to emphasize it's Zach Steer from the Boone Lions Club.
That's right. I wear many different hats, but yes.
In this particular case, we visited with Zach in the past. Usually get a chance to talk about some of the different things that are happening, and I always like to say, you know, we need more Lions and things like that, so we always talk a little bit more about that. First things up, of course, the big thing for you right now, ticket sales going on, turkey dinner time.
Can you believe it's already turkey dinner?
Yes, I can.
Yes. It is happening this year, and this year it is on Friday, November 3rd from 4:30 to 7, and tickets are just $14. $14 is for all ages, and it's also for printed tickets, but we also have Venmo as well.
Okay,
so there's no price difference.
You can have some technology involved with that.
There you go, if you want to do that.
Some people do.
Yeah, you can just go to our Facebook page too if you want to request tickets available, you know, online, or Boone Lions member, which I am. I do work at the library, so
if you happen to see them, you might have tickets there.
But feel free to stop on in or call. Sometimes I'm
so
out.
We've been seeing the trend coming back more to like pre-pandemic settings. Yeah. Are you thinking we're going to have a few more people come in and do the sit down? I know there's still a lot of people like to just pick it up and go.
Yeah, I think we'll see
more sit down.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's always nice to meet with friends or family or both to enjoy a meal. But obviously, it's a Friday and people are getting off work, starting their weekend. So, which is also nice to see some of that traffic. I wanted to emphasize, though, that it's advance tickets only.
That's right. We always have a debt because
we got to know.
Need to know beforehand. Mm-hmm. So what?
The Friday, October 27th, which is the week prior.
Okay.
So please get your tickets as soon as possible. October starts soon. So a couple days.
The one thing, and people need to remember, and this is with every company you've worked with that does this. Mm-hmm. They have a formula on how many, you know, we've got this many tickets sold, and they'll say that's going to take this many pounds of corn or potatoes or stuffing.
So. Yeah, because when we have the amount of tickets that we have and we sell the amount that we sell, we want to ensure that everybody gets a nice meal, obviously, for purchasing it for $14. So a week prior just helps the company know what they need to prepare for. I will also say that this is sponsored by Members First.
Okay.
So we thank them for sponsoring
that. Tell me, same company you've worked with in the past. Again, they're pretty efficient about getting enough food here and everything.
Yeah.
And then the Lions get to do a lot of the serving.
Exactly. You know, this is what I love about service organizations. The members work really hard, but we also have our caterers that work hard too. They are coming from, a distance, but they are able to provide us the food that we need and service that we need. And then, we have our community that we appreciate too.
You got a group that coming to help.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk Lions, because the proceeds from this fund a lot of Lions services.
Yeah, I mean,
the basics are
sight and hearing and scholarships. So, working at the library for maybe 4 years or more, we've had the Reach Out and Read program, which is at the local clinics, Boone Clinics. So during their wellness visits, kiddos get also checked on literacy and they get books, and that's all thanks to our Lions Club. But there are other youth scholarships and programs and projects that Peace Poster, I know that we've have connections with 4-H and that too.
Sure. And in some, don't you even do like some DMAC scholarships?
We've done DMAC scholarships in the past. Yeah, and we've done some.
So it's
camps
a variety of ages. And
And we've done camps in the past as well. So always looking at opportunities to support youth in our community.
How do we decide? Does the board get together and it's a lot of it's the same thing? We say, we've got this much money.
Yeah. Just like any organization, we have a budget season, and go through what we've, done in the past and given in the past and kind of, comb through all of those organizations.
Sure.
And there might be opportunities for stuff in the future too.
Sure. Okay. Hey, get a lot more people out there to eat turkey dinners. We could do more.
Yeah. We appreciate
it's really,
it.
The turkey dinner is it now your biggest fundraiser? I kind of replaced the pancake days, or are they both pretty? They're both their different thing.
Yeah. I would assume that our Thanksgiving is probably the biggest one, but the pancake obviously spans 2 days and not one.
Yeah.
But it's that season, you know, everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving, and it's a really good meal. And
this really kind of kicks it off, doesn't
it? It does, and there's pie.
And there's pie, too.
Pie for $3, so I always have to throw that in that there's dessert.
Got to remember that.
That's right.
Yeah, you'd get there early for the pumpkin pie.
Yeah. There's a whole setup over there. And speaking of 4-H, we have to give a shout out to them too. I mean, we reach out to our 4-H, you know, at the extension office, and really great volunteers there.
You get some that come in and help you out.
Yeah, we need all the help we can get, and they're really good at running too, just helping. And DMAC is another one. We get them out to help with the setup. Sure. So it really takes a lot of collaboration to do that.
So having more Lions Club members would help out immensely.
That's right.
And you're part of the young crowd coming in.
Yeah.
You've been there a while now.
I have. I have to always shout out to Herman Kapitsky, because he's the one that
He said you should come and join us.
Yeah. And so... he was always great, and of course Helen's here, and thank you know all of her work. And yeah, if the people want to, you know, anybody wants to come talk to me or any other Lions member, say that they're interested, and they get invited to a meeting, and then there's a whole ceremony and stuff like that.
But regular meetings, when are they?
So normally it would be the second Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
But this time we're meeting two times because of the turkey supper. I think it's the first Monday or Tuesday.
Gotta get all our logistics together there.
Just check our Facebook for that, just in case. It kind of, you know, like I said, this year kind of is a little goofy because of the turkey and stuff like that. But I believe it's the first at 6 p.m. at the library.
Okay, and meet at the library.
At the library, second floor meeting room.
Would like to fill that meeting room with new people that are interested.
You bet.
Besides doing that, I mean, the Lions actually, outside of that, you've got a core group I know that has probably started to transition doing the site project, going around and doing the testing, because you've had a number of people that have been doing it a number of years, and I know some of them are probably not doing it as frequently as they used to.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously it's still going, but, you know, this is why we, you know, always enjoy new members, you know, who can get trained and assist with things like that. So if you're interested, obviously reach out to me or any other member, too.
That's one of the things that it's always there. It's always about sight.
Yeah,
well, you guys got the cool machine to do it.
We do. I mean, and it dates back to, Helen Keller.
Yeah.
That's really, you know, the individual who wanted to really focus on sight.
And really, that's the big thing is, you know, start early, find out early, get it taken care of early.
Yeah, please do. Please get your tickets early, and you can come and, you know, get tickets from me or from any Lions member as well. So.
All right. So that's going on.
You
and
bet.
Again, just make contact if you're interested in being a part of the Lions Club.
Yeah. And just to remember, it's $14 for tickets.
Regardless. Doesn't matter if you do an online purchase or buy them in person.
That is correct.
And get for the whole family.
That's right. Yep, 14. It's not bad. So
bring it all. And come on out. And once again, I think, again, it's going to be on the 3rd, Friday the 3rd.
Yes.
But you have to have that ticket purchased
27th.
By the 27th, because that evening you got to call and say, here's what we've sold.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you arrive, if you have not been there before, just know it gets pretty busy. Yeah. So patience is great, but they do a really good job directing traffic.
Happens, you come in. I still remember you got the regular guys sitting there, and they'll give you your plate, and away you go.
It's pretty simple. Just walk down the line.
And you walk down there, and then go this way, go that way.
Yeah, they'll direct you.
You get everything filled up, everything you want to do. Once again, the Lions Club Turkey Dinner kind of kick off our Thanksgiving season, and tickets are available right now, so go ahead and get yours.
Please do.
Zach, thanks for joining us, giving us an update about Lions, and don't forget, folks, if you want to find out more about being a Lion, pretty easy to do, go to that Facebook page, Boone Lions, right?
You bet. That's correct.
All righty. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.